A Bowling Green organization that advocates reforming U.S. gun laws is holding a vigil on Saturday evening, August 10th. It's some of the local response to the fatal shooting of 31 innocent people in two states over one weekend. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Rhonda Miller. The massacre at Walmart in El Paso, Texas, that left 22 people dead, and a shooting less than 24 hours later in an entertainment district in Dayton, Ohio that killed 9 people, has set in motion a call for laws to help end gun violence. Haley Reinhart is the Bowling Green coordinator for Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. She says the group supports background checks on gun sales, as well as red flag laws that temporarily allow guns to be taken away from someone who poses a threat to themselves or others.
You know, we're angry and we're upset and this is senseless and it could be stopped. You know, the House has already passed a background check bill. Now it's up to the Senate to take it into consideration and pass it. It's long overdue, and we need to close these loopholes, make red flag laws a thing, because we could prevent some of these people from gaining access to guns.
The group will hold a vigil at Mitch McConnell's Bowling Green office at 8 o'clock Saturday evening, although the senator is not expected to be there. The group will have postcards that can be mailed to McConnell, urging him and the Senate to take action on measures to prevent gun violence. In Bowling Green, I'm Rhonda Miller.